First of all, I was really very much surprised, but also encouraged by all what has been done over the past 6 months. This is a huge achievement, and what Minister Rafael Pardo has presented to us make really a big game changer. And the European Union is committed to support this process and to support Colombians to win the peace. Sign the peace agreement is to put an end to the past, but it opens a very complicated process of reconciling people and returning to a normal activity. We will be together with Director General José Graciano da Silva in Colombia. Commissioner Mimica, with colleagues who are present here, is going to visit Colombia 21st, 22nd of July, just after the Independence Day, in order also to mark this commitment and to show that we stay by Colombians. Usually in such situations, money is also a best translation of political will. The first answer of European Union and partners of Colombia in Europe to the signing of the peace agreement was mobilization of funds. And the donor conference in Brussels in December last year, in presence of President Santos, has allowed to mobilize almost 600 million euros in first answer to this process, with almost 95 million from European budget and from some European member states to be immediately mobilized in order to assist the project. And we wish to assist Colombia, especially in this first access to land, creation of activity, and creation also of a new perspective. If we don't show new perspective for younger generation, we may have further problems in ensuring that the peace is of lasting nature. Certain projects are already under implementation, especially with regard to some departments in Nariño, in Putumayo, in Caqueta. The European Union is already, together with FAO, working on this implementation, and the FAO, and especially I wish to thank the regional office for facilitating so much the work and for hosting the Rural Development Donors platform in Bogota that helps in the implementation of projects. And there's also another element to this assistance. This is the money that goes for public information, because we also have to change the mentality of people. So this is a large project about presentation of peace and the next phase in Colombian history, with the newspaper El Espectador, also financed by the European Union. And there are also some aspects of technical assistance to the government, to municipalities, in order to create governance that could help in this transition. So European Union is ready and well-designed to assist Colombia, because if one place in the world gets out of the conflict, we all are well served. This is about indivisible peace and indivisible security in the world. Thank you.